Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to the second part of Dailies today. I'm Sharif Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
That's right. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. We're live. Nigeria Info 99.3. Search for that. If you haven't subscribed to our channel yet on YouTube, please do that. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please do that so you get the notification once we're live, anytime we're live. So here we go. We're going to start with the Vanguard newspaper this morning. Massive explosion rocks Ibadan. Stories on page 3 of the Vanguard.
Yes, it was a frightening. I kept calling all my friends in Ibadan yesterday. Well, what I told them is that if it's just one explosion, there's not much to fear about if it's not anywhere near you. But if it's a series of explosions, then you know you better make a move towards the express or wherever you feel is safe. So there was this bomb that, you know, went off yesterday. Nobody can say for sure, for now, what actually caused it. But there's every reason to suspect that some gentlemen or whoever they are who are involved in mining might have kept, you know, this bomb or explosive in a place where, you know, it was completely compromised. Mm. Governor Makinde has calmed residents and told them to calm down and that their interests are being looked after, whatever that means. The story says it was not immediately clear what caused the explosion or where it originated. Windows were reportedly blown out at several locations, including at a pharmacy and a restaurant. The number of casualties could not be confirmed as at first time, but I heard yesterday it was quite bloody. For somebody who was, I got this report from somebody who was actually there. Residents of Ologuneru. I think I need to change my name to Chinedu or something. So Ologuneru, Owala, Isokan, Ekeni, Eleyele, and parts of Akpote also said. Also felt the shaking. So the full story is in the Vanguard. And the Oyo State government says that the Commissioner for Information, I didn't even know he was one, Dr. Oyelade, described it as an uncommon explosion. Here we go again. Does this have anything to do with Akpabio? He's the one. Residents of Ibadan and the immediate environment experienced an uncommon explosion at about 8 p.m. this evening. There are various interpretations of the incident, but we need to state categorically that the state government has taken over and is in full control of the occurrence. All security service chiefs, including paramilitary chiefs and fire operatives, have been deployed by the governor to rein in the... he shouldn't use the word security service chiefs. What he means is that the local service chiefs, he needs to be careful.
Yeah,
Not the service chiefs.
No, not the service chiefs, not the service chiefs.
Use of language is very, very important when you're communicating. Mm. Everybody's been told to calm down. And I'm not going to blame government for this kind of thing, to be honest with you, because government cannot be everywhere. I'm going to blame our people who haven't yet imbibed the habit of knowing that when something untoward is going on in your environment, you should report to the authorities. Then after I bit of nothing, somebody must have seen or must have known, somebody within the premises must have known that there are explosives here. Mm. But we won't report. It's a bad habit that we have. I think part of it also, we generally have this sense of fear. Let it not be said that I was the one who spoiled so-and-so's business until things like this happen. Mm. Before we learn a lesson, we must imbibe the habit of being a brother's keeper and being your own keeper by reporting anything untoward that you see around you, no matter whose ox is God. Hmm. I found that a very difficult thing to do in Nigeria. Somebody defaces an environment. You don't know that maybe that kind of defacement is going to affect the value of your property. We experienced this before in my neighborhood. Where I was staying, 24 flats was full of expatriates. People started defacing the neighborhood. Hmm. And then the rest, everything just went down. The value of the property just almost crashed. Oh. So we need to imbibe this. And that is one of the reasons why you find, Sheriff, where you find things like this hardly ever happening in the Western world is everybody is looking out for his own interest in what is going on around him. If you change your window, believe you me, somebody is going to be reporting to the council that what you have done is affecting the ambience of the ambience of the environment. I remember the day, you won't believe this, Sheriff, one day, one of my idle days in the UK, because the address of where I was built is on my birth certificate. So I took, I didn't even go and see it. I think it's in Fulham or so. And I got the address. I looked at the door of that house, and I could jolly well believe that that was the door that was in that house even when I was born.
Mm.
You can't change anything. You know, we need to imbibe that culture. Imbibe that. You can't change anything. You disturb the ambience of the whatever. You know, everything must be synced and fall in line. Once you do that, crime disappears by about 40%. That old pensioner looking out of the window could jolly well pick up her phone and call the station and say, I saw a man walking up and down. We need to imbibe that habit because the result is what he has. I'm not going to be calling on the authorities and blaming them for this and for that. Authorities are there as a guide. You must also take responsibility.
Right.
Yes, and right. You can see where this has led us now.
Right. Let's move on to page 10. There's a story here. This story reads, it's a page, actually. Let's see.
Oh, no, it's the last.
It's the last
sorry,
one.
Sorry, it's okay. Not one. It's for 9 o'clock.
Okay, all right. So let's move on then. Let's go pick this one here.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. We're moving to page 10 of the Daily Trust newspaper. 438 million naira contract in Jojo fails to show up at CCB.
Jojo shouldn't do this. Jojo shouldn't do this. I just yesterday we were telling him about this certain group, and now he says that. So when you say somebody didn't show up, it means he didn't give prior notice.
Mm-hmm.
Had he given prior notice, it would have been postponed. So if you say he didn't show up, it means that it was on that morning. And it says that Tunji Ojo did not show up on Tuesday. And the minister who was supposed to appear before CCB at 11 a.m. was said to have written to the bureau requesting another date. The minister informed the bureau that he had a prior formal obligation that he needed to attend. The moment he was summoned, that should have been done. Tunji Ojo needs to be very careful. He needs to be very, very careful. These things can turn. History has shown that things can turn Things can turn around. That's why if I have any problem with, especially the authorities, it is settled there and then. Mm-hmm. I never followed police, go police station before. We must settle it. At that point. Things can always turn. Okay? And it's a good sacrificial lamb. You should know that. I'm sure he will understand what I'm saying. So, a correspondent who was at the CCB headquarters did not see the minister appearing at 11 a.m. when he was billed to face CCB officials. Now, listen to this. This is not looking good. Are you listening, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
After 2 hours of waiting, a correspondent later learned from the officials of the bureau that the minister would no longer appear due to pressing national assignments. And this was confirmed by the head of the Press and Public Relations Department of the CCB. I would tell his press secretary, even that letter that he wrote to CCB, a silent copy should have been sent to the media. When you are in public, you need to tidy up the things that you do so that all kinds of insinuations are not made. These are the simple banana peels that could throw him out of balance. Anyway, he didn't appear. He is asking for another date. And another date will be given to him. And we hope he will appear on that day.
Right.
But he needs to be careful, though. He shouldn't take his people's appreciation of his performance. He shouldn't take it for granted.
Mm. Let's move on to the Punch. Page 2 of the Punch. Abduction epidemic. Anti-kidnapping protest holds in Abuja today as 10 suspects arrested.
Yes, so the police appears to want to, the authorities rather, want to appear to be doing something. I'm sure these anti-kidnapping group We know the way these groups always surface and have their campaigns and so on and so forth. But until the reality is faced, we are not going to go anywhere. It's not going to stop. Whether you have meet all the services meet 2 hours every day, it's not going to stop. What is going to stop is governance, good governance. Because some of these people that I can tell you, some of them are due to circumstances, hunger and so on and so forth, armed robbery is no longer viable. This is a better option. Two, some of them are angry. When they talk about revolution in modern times, it's not like back in the day, French Revolution, people run to the streets. No, it starts from something like this. Because if you look at the Psalms, I think I said this yesterday, if you look at the Psalms and the anger that is exhibited in the language used, you will know that this is some of the seeds that we have that we have sown are now germinating. Most people involved in this, I am sure most of them would be very well educated and exposed. And then you also need to understand that whether anybody wants to admit it or not, in most cases like this, there's complicity of security forces. Because they also are part of, the only difference between them and us is they wear uniform, we don't wear uniform. They are armed, we are not armed. So from what we hear from most of these cases, at the point of paying the ransom, there's some complicity of security. And it's become a lucrative business. So the way I look at it, you can say the president summoned. We can't be summoning service chiefs at every crisis. What the NSA by now should have structured something that could work. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not summoning. What is the president going to tell the service chiefs after giving them marching orders? If you didn't give them marching orders, wouldn't they do something? So all these things for ops is not the issue. You need to address the root. What is the morale of the officers you put out there from the DSS, from the army and whatever? What is the morale that they have? How well are they disposed to doing their job? Are they well equipped? So to hear that the president, he convened a meeting and the emergency meeting and give them marching orders to address the security crisis. I find it laughable. Sometimes I find it even more irritable. But what they have to assure, that's why yesterday when the president said that, oh, for those who jackpot will produce more people, I said to myself, you know, public speaking is not the president's forte. He's not too good at public speaking. And he will always go off script. His handlers should insist. How come you come and tell us that for those who jackpot will replace them? Like somebody asked this morning, if a doctor goes, how long is it going to take you to build another or produce another doctor? And if under these circumstances that one has gone, what is the guarantee that by the time you produce another one, it won't go too? How come of all the people that jackpot, the professor, look at how you teach your university professors, all of them, the only two professions that I can think of off the top of my head I've not jackpot are judges and politicians. Civil servants can take care of themselves. You get now, you hold my hand. But how come we haven't heard any judge jackpot or any politician jackpot to say, no, I want to leave the APC and I want to go to the Conservative Party? How come we haven't seen that? It's because they are well taken care of. It is because they are well taken care of. So for the president to, with bravado, say that we will produce another one, sir, I'll not be Marina, I'll not be Keyside. I would have expected he would have said something to the effect that, okay, we know what has led to all this, and we are going to do what we could as much as possible, rather to say with some bravado that we'll produce. And of course, the hired audience were clapping and shouting, not understanding what they were. I find these things irritable. Nigerians should be treated with some modicum of respect. We sometimes are not sensitive to when our leaders disrespect us. If you tell me something that makes me look as if you probably think that I'm a fool, I'm stupid, I've been insulted. You don't expect that kind of answer now. I'm sorry, oh. Don't expect. Sorry, that one. That's a little sound you heard. The whole system is just warped. And until we're ready to correct it, this is what we will get. So my advice to everybody is, look, guard yourself. You are on your own. I can tell you for free. The elite are going to sweep up all the policemen. Those that had two will increase it to 5. Some will have at home and the office and whatever. And the rest of all will be bound to the Philistines. So you better protect yourself.
So all of these protests that we see in the newspapers this morning, most of them would happen in Abuja, because I've heard of like two already, you know, that would happen, you know, today in Abuja.
Mm.
Is Lagos any safer?
Nowhere in Nigeria is safe at the moment. I fear having to leave Lagos. I fear having to leave my immediate environment, even within Lagos, to go to an environment I'm not too... Just last night, so somebody, just about 10:30, there was a lady coming to Lagos, coming to the island, and there was an attempt to rob her in front of the stadium. You know, that's a notorious spot.
Mm.
So if these things can happen in such an open place, who is safe? Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. This is the time to get rid of that your luxurious car, if I were you. This is the time to, if you have police escort, this is the time to get rid of them.
Mm.
Because these people, apart from the criminal intent, they are angry. If you get the rhetoric that sometimes you're able to insult from them, they kick them and you're the one spoiling this country. You're the one, there's a lot of anger. It's not that they want to rob. This is the time for you to step down. And it's up to you. The people that are securing you could jolly well be informants. So don't think in that direction. This is time for you to go out at the barest minimum, and for God's sake, all luxurious things, if you can avoid them, it's not a matter of life and death.
Mm. Mm. Let's go to Abuja very quickly before we move on from this security issue. People have also said that Wike is distracted. Abuja is his responsibility primarily. It was only after the spate of kidnappings and all of that that he now summons the security heads just yesterday. Do you agree that this is in his control?
What they're doing is calling Wike a bad name to hang him. The federal territory, it is true that you have a minister.
Yeah.
But the security in the federal territory is a federal government affair. Mm. It's beyond him. Yeah, you know, I'm talking of reality now.
Okay.
That's where the president is.
Mm.
Come on. That is where the president is. So it's not, Wike for me is irrelevant in this. It is true that he spends so much time politicking and so on and so forth. Between himself and the person who appointed him, they probably know the game they are playing. But to lay this at the, you know, doorstep of Wike, no, it's not. That's the federal capital. an attempt in some areas in the federal capital is a complete slap on everybody. For you to hear one morning that, oh, the National Assembly was surrounded by whatever, they had to rush to call somebody, brigade. No. It's beyond Wike. They should leave Wike alone. Wike was appointed for a reason, and I hope he achieves it. But not at our expense.
Oh, okay, all right. Now let's move on. Let's go to the Metro page of the Punch, as well as that of the Trust as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quadri.
Yes, sir.
Here we go again with putting Benue PPRO, putting a fine woman in police uniform. Kidnappers demand 50 million to free Benue local government chair and three others. You see, sure. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. The demand. Man remanded for allegedly defilement of 15-year-old. This one's upset again. Family blames husband for pregnant wife's death. Family of a 3-month-old pregnant mother of 6, Deborah Fawolere, died at Gbagada Hospital in the early hours of today, has accused the husband of having a hand in the death of his wife. Let me see. Punch Metro learned from the sister of the late wife that the husband did not at any point in their relationship resists the urge to physically assault the wife, even while she was carrying his seventh child. But the husband denied. He said that he had never physically assaulted his wife. Adedoye claimed that her late sister had left Fawolere's house on account of assault and violence at different times in the past. I don't know. I don't know who to believe. NSCDC, you remember NSCDC, the man at the top?
Yeah.
Sorry, NSCDC, he nabs man. The NSCDC nabbed man planning to sell his son for 20 million. Seven killed houses raised in Nasarawa ethnic class. Police hunters killed three robbers in Oshun. Who is this, Sheriff? Netizens mourn presenter killed in Abuja autocrats. He's one of us.
Yes, he's one of us. Her name is Deborah
O'Hamara.
Yes.
May she rest in peace.
Amen.
Netizens have expressed sadness over the death of a radio presenter, Deborah O'Hamara, who was involved in a multiple crash on Monday in Abuja. Her death was announced in a statement by General Manager Nigeria Info, Olufemi Obong Daniels, on Tuesday. Deborah was a host and staff member on Sunnyside, oh my God, on Nigeria Info 95.1 in Abuja. According to the statement, she passed away on Monday from complications following a deadly car accident involving her car and the truck. May her soul rest in perfect peace.
Amen to that.
So, what do we have here now? While Lasma stopped wearing body cameras. Lasma said the use of body cameras by the officials on traffic management duty had been phased out with the introduction of the traffic management solution handled camera. What is that? A traffic management solution handled camera. Lagos State government said it was deploying body cams for use by, last year. In May, the government said it had deployed an additional 500 body cams for more effective traffic management. However, the agency, in a video obtained by a correspondent, said it was introducing the TMS handheld camera devices to enhance transparency in its operations. Well, they must know what I'm doing. I'm not an expert in that. But all over the world, well, in most of the developed world now, you wear a body cam. So it's just part of you. And Lasma designs waste bins for a kitty. Loma designs waste bins for a kitty. Protect the environment, Lasapa tells tank farm owners. So what do we have? Where's the trust?
It's right there.
Sherry, I'm going to freeze to death. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold.
Is this a conspiracy? I'm feeling cold, though.
There's no conspiracy anyway. We just want to take you to London.
I'm out of luck. I can't wait to go. Soldier commits suicide in Ogun Barracks.
Oh.
My daughter was killed despite raising. Now, there's a lot of that. After you raise the ransom money, you discover that the victim had been killed days earlier. Woman, two others demanded for 80 million naira fraud. It's all crime. Well, it's called City and Crime, so...
Yeah.
Charlie, please, I don't want to freeze.
Just one more story. One more story.
You know that when you get too cold like this, you feel like you want to wee-wee. You want me to...
Oh, my God. Hey, let's go to page 20 of the Punch newspaper. Naira plunges to 1,300 naira to a dollar at the parallel market.
How do you all remember what the government told us some 3-4 months ago? This is to inform you, and every day we have a report like this, we'll make sure that you know, that the Naira tumbled to 1,300 to the dollar and the parallel market yesterday, full stop.
Doesn't sound good, because people... So what I usually get when we talk about Naira, the exchange rate and all of that is that I don't spend dollar now. Wait till be my own now, you know.
But it affects everything that you do.
People don't realize that it affects them.
Yes. It affects
people
everything.
People don't know that it's...
The guy that goes to Dubai, the lady that goes to Dubai, about all the firewall from Benin Republic, they have to change money for simple products, like even milk, whatever. See where we are coming from. in my lifetime, I'm coming from one. I'm coming from. Okay, when I was in uni, to buy one dollar. Let me get it right now. To buy one naira, you'd need about 1,000. No, I forgot that. A dollar was. I've gotten it all mixed up.
Yeah.
But when I was in uni, it was. Because it was more than 1-to-1.
Mm.
Or less than 1-to-1, whichever way you want to look at it. And then in my lifetime now, it's 1,300. And the bad thing, Sheriff, is going up every day. Yesterday, I changed pound sterling at 1.16. So if I want to buy a shoe and bag for my babe, if I want to buy and I want to buy 1,000 pounds is not too much to spend for shoe and bag. But when you change it to dollar, you need to spend about $1 million.
It comes across as so huge.
Akpa.
No, it's not akpa, Joe.
if at the family meeting they say, oh, dear, invite you of $1 million
something. what people don't realize is that most of the, even the food we consume, people what's this thing? The poultry farmers,
yes,
the normal agric people and all of that. These things are factored in.
Should I tell you something? Cost of production. Should I tell you something for free? If you're running a business and you're sure of your onions, some of the lawyers, I don't want to mention names, some of the lawyers.
Why are you pointing?
Probably usually sits there. Some of the lawyers now will be charging you in dollars.
Yeah?
I'm told, unreliably though, but I'm told, that very soon you'll be buying air tickets in dollars. And some people collect their rents in dollars in Nigeria now.
I've heard that already.
Oh, yes.
I've heard that. The real estate companies, they are going into dollarization.
So if you want my services now, Omo.
Markets now.
If you want my services now, Omo, I'm sorry, it's going to be in pound sterling.
In pounds, Abi?
Benny, I have no business with dollars.
Just come and see me if you want the services.
And you can tell him you're below the change. Because it sounds fun, it's good entertainment, but our currency has become a farce. This is where Sudan was and Somalia were about many years ago.
Some years ago, yes.
We were laughing at them.
That's right. That's right. Where?
They look at now. So this is a time for you to have a girlfriend who earns money in pounds. So come off again and then it blows up. But it's very sad. And apparently, this government doesn't have a clue as to what to do to bring it down. What we have heard is all kinds of propaganda. And we have an inflow of 10 billion, all the inflow and everything now. At the end of the day, or let me talk in alignment with my people, the younger ones, at the end of the day, for every $1 you need, you will drop 1,300.
Oh, my word.
As a student in UNILAG back in the day, we used to travel with about $1,000 from our own money, not from parents. From doing, because sometimes you get there, you're going to do a vacation job. Back in the day, you get to Gatwick in those days, you find people there, they are buying your naira. Look at where we are now. 1,300. At this rate, it will soon get to 5,000. Everybody,
oh,
go,
God forbid that.
Everybody go behind Papa me.
With that. But we must go now. We must go. But dear Bumi is next at...
Today is a glorious day.
Yeah,
today is a glorious day. Dear Bumi is okay.
Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
Thank you very much.
Lagos, we're handing you back now to Kofi Bartels on the Morning Crossfire.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as